Most people don't think of Phoenix and think about freezing temperatures. But winter in the desert can get cold, especially at night. And when it does, the growing community of people living on the street here has to find ways to stay warm. I went to the state's largest homeless encampment in downtown Phoenix, the area called The Zone, early one morning last month, and saw firsthand how that can pose serious threats to their safety.
Good morning.
I was trying to see if this girl was right here.
Good morning. She might not be here.
I don't think she's here. I came early this morning looking for her.
Nettie Washington Reed is out here every morning at 4 a.m., talking to people, getting to know their stories.
So you know everybody out here?
Pretty much. I'm not going to say everybody, but majority of the people, yes, we do know.
She's on the street outreach team for Phoenix's Human Services Campus, a sort of one-stop shop for homeless services in the valley. Here, there's a 900-bed shelter, a soup kitchen, and healthcare services. And around it, because of the services that are available here, is The Zone.
We pretty much, as outreach team, we pretty much do a lot. We do connect to services and let them know, especially those that are new in the area. We talk to a lot of people, so we pretty much know when there is a lot of new people that comes to the area, because everybody pretty much sticking as a group or as a family type of bond thing. And like I say, it's just about connecting them so we can get them out of here and get them housed, you know.
Here, roughly 1,000 people are camped out in makeshift shelters, tents draped in blankets and tarps, sleeping bags on the ground. There are bike wheels and old luggage piled up next to boxes, broken furniture, scrap wood, and grills. It's a city of its own for those who have found themselves without a place to live. And it's cold.
Good morning.
It's atrocious in there.
How you doing?
How you doing today?
Good, honey. How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, I'm Lauren. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Charles Gibson.
Do you mind answering a few questions?
No problem.
So you have a car. That's something, right?
Yes. That's very special. And it's paid for, so.
And it's paid for.
Yes.
How long you been living out here?
Next month will be 1 year.
Why'd you come?
Why did I come? Well, I lost my apartment, and me and my ex-wife was trying to get back together, and it didn't work out, so left me in a situation of homelessness.
So what's it like out here in the winter? I mean, it's cold. You have the car, so that's a little better.
Yeah, it's a little better, but hand and feet, that's like the worst part of the, you know. So, you know, you can't keep your car running all night and stuff like that. So lots of blankets, you know. So donating from people passing through, driving by, some of the regulars. And so I got plenty of blankets, and I got a sleeping bag where I can wrap my feet up, and, you know, I got gloves and scarves and hats and you name it. So that's the secret. Lots of blankets.
On this morning, the city of Phoenix is about to conduct a cleanup here, a controversial undertaking that has faced federal investigations and lawsuits.
So we're out here, it's like, what, 11th Ave and Jefferson? This block is getting cleaned this morning, and it's cold, and people have some pretty elaborate structures built up to keep warm.
Right, absolutely.
They're going to have to move them?
Yes, they will. They already was told in advance that they will do the street cleanup.
But however the area is cleaned, safety here is a real concern. From drug use to human feces, the voices of those calling for the city to act have gotten louder. Last year, The Zone made headlines after a dead fetus was found on fire in the middle of the road here. And as Nettie is showing me around the area, I saw one of the most serious safety concerns in The Zone firsthand.
Yeah, as you can see, they are moving already.
Yeah, they're starting to pack up. There's a lot of stuff here to move. How does this work? Does a lot of it get thrown out?
A lot of people, when they chose to go in shelters, they do choose. They have to pick and choose what they want and what they do want. They don't want to keep, and what they don't keep, the city do move them.
Did a fire just start right here?
There's a fire. Yep.
Hey, move the animal.
They're getting animals out. People are running out. Volunteers are making sure everyone's out. It's okay. Tents are burning. Oh, it's gone up in flames.
A fire erupted inside a tent just a few yards in front of us.
They're trying to get everybody out of the area. This fire is growing quickly. Something just exploded.
Get your help! Get
People rushed to get farther away from the fire, while two workers ran up to it with fire extinguishers. They tamped it down, but it's not out.
You okay, Corey?
Oh, that's a big fire.
He was here. This is his...
Corey.
Yeah, this was his tent. Corey, you want to talk to her? She want to ask you a question.
This was your tent here?
Yeah, me and my friends.
What happened?
I don't know. I was laying down again and caught on fire, just like the other one.
Yeah, it looks like there was just one down there.
Yeah.
That's a big fire. So this is everything you own there?
Pretty much.
Here comes the fire department.
They want us to move back.
It's going up.
As firefighters get the blaze under control and people slowly disperse, it becomes clear that the only person who's surprised by what we're watching is me.
This is what we go through. Sorry. She came at this time.
It's okay.
Typical day in the zone.
It sounds like this is ordinary, and that's because people are making fires, right, to keep warm.
Yeah, it's cold out here.
It's cold, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's pretty typical, especially this time of year. They're out here trying to keep warm, then they end up losing all their stuff. Or one person will try to keep warm, and it starts a fire, and the whole line goes.
Yeah,
it's sad.
That's Heather Vega, another member of the outreach team.
So how many of these have you seen?
Like one a day here lately. It's been about, it's honestly been about one a day. If not one a day, like you'll have two on one day and then you'll miss a day or two and then you'll have two or three and then then the next day they'll have one. Like it really, this is a common thing down here, especially this time of year.
Nettie and Heather say they'll work with the people who lost everything today and try to get them into housing immediately.
Oh, I talked to you this morning. Remember, you said you had the kitty. Okay, so we'll help you. We're definitely going to look for it, okay? We'll help you find her.
She runs in and out. She's always with me, in and out.
How can we help? Now we're going to help you find the kitty. Now we have to really try to find you the way to get out of here, okay?
Yeah, and we'll come up dangerous. With her.
Can we help?
I got to find my
kitty. We're going to find your kitty.
We're going to help you find your kitty, okay?
But like I said, the plan was, you remember I talked to you this morning, the plan is we're going to try to get you housed with the kitty, okay?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
That's the plan.
The cleanup will continue on this block of the zone, erasing any remnants of this fire and what was lost. Tents are starting to be rolled away on dollies. Sanitation trucks and cleanup teams with rubber gloves on begin walking through the encampment. They have shovels and security guards. As Heather says, it's a typical day in the zone. I also spoke with Captain Rob McDade at the Phoenix Fire Department, who told me fires like this are reported to them not every day, but often, and it's a big concern for the department. Fire crews treat these like house fires with all of the services that come with that. These are people who just lost their home, no matter what kind of home it is. Captain McDade said it's their biggest fear that someone will be critically injured in one of these fires, and they work with the people in the encampments to try to prevent that.